This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
We're going to jump through now to speak with Sam McClure before he actually gets to his regular shift on Trade Radio, because he's got some breaking news on one of the big names of the Gold Coast Suns. Sam, thanks for coming on early today. Ben King, Suns player, for how long?
Morning, Damo and Lloydy. Well, at least for another 3 years. He's contracted for next year, which we knew. There were reports earlier this morning that he'd re-signed for another 2 years, so until the end of 2022. I've been able to confirm that today. Those reports are accurate. So a huge signing for the Gold Coast Suns. Now, he is young and it is only two more years, but given how public the St Kilda Footy Club has been about trying to lure this man back to play with his brother, Max, it is significant because they can now hold Ben to his contract if for some reason he still wants to leave at the end of next year. But he's loved it up there since he's been there in the 12 months. He's highly respected. The Gold Coast Suns think he's every bit as good as Max. We haven't been able to see Max, and Lloydy, having coached them both for as long as he has, would be able to speak in more depth about that. But a pretty significant moment for the Suns this morning.
Yeah, it is, Sam. It really is. It's a curveball for the Saints, as you rightly point out, given their public offerings in this trade period about what they were going to do this time next year, and even had tried at some stage of this year to get him out of that deal that he's already currently got. So it's a key. They've had a good trade period, Gold Coast, without actually doing anything major to this point. They'll lose Jack Martin, obviously, to the Blues, but picks 1 and 2 go their way, picks 15 and 20 go their way, and probably the crucial element is what you've just reported now, that Ben King has committed, at least in a young man's sense, to a long-term deal to stay a Sun.
And I just wonder, Damo and Lloydy, and for all our listeners, what this means, if anything, for Bradley Hill and the deal to get him to the Saints. Because Fremantle will see this news from the Gold Coast Suns as a green light that they can now ask for St Kilda's pick next year as well as pick 12. Now, the Saints, why they won't admit it publicly, have been quietly holding on to next year's future first-round pick in case they can lure Ben King from the Gold Coast Sun. So now that seems a lot less likely, given he's going to have another 2 years left on his contract, I just wonder what Peter Bell will be wondering when he hears this morning.
Yep, it's all in play, isn't it, now, as a result of that move. But Sam, thanks for confirming that today. Ben King adding 2 years to an already contracted arrangement he has with the Sun. So he's there now for at least 2020, 21 and 22. And Sam, thanks as always, mate. We'll see you soon on Trade Mornings with Nick Del Santo.
Thanks, boys.
Sam McClure there. Lotto, you are as close to Ben and Max King as anyone. Did you see 2 weeks ago the possibilities around Ben signing up for the Suns, as he now has?
No, I obviously don't talk to them about their contracts at all or anything like that, just about their football. Yeah, Ben actually rang me, five weeks ago and said, would you come as one of my guests on the Rising Star? So he took about four or five people that have been involved through his football, including myself at Halebury. So I sat with him, spoke through his year, how much he enjoyed it, and all that sort of thing. But yeah, this one's taken me by surprise. I didn't expect him to sign at this stage or commit. I thought he'd see out how the first half of next year went. So this is one of the great days in the history of the Gold Coast Suns Football Club. Obviously, Gary,
you're rating that highly.
I think it's
you can say that
it's significant for them. It's just significant for them to get this signature. Obviously Rankin signed for 4 years. Now Kings, I've got another 3 years to go. Now Lukosius is the next signature. But aside from Gary Ablett maybe winning a Brownlow medal, just seeing guys commit their futures to the Gold Coast Suns, it's a wonderful news story for the Suns this morning.
Yeah.